You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
It gets weird, you know, being single, going on dates. Like, I was one time, I was in between an architect and a guy who could do a headstand. These were my options. And the architect is great, because women, we like to say what a guy does for a living, you know? We like to say, oh, he drew that. That was, you know, architect. Headstand guy, I don't know how to explain that at a party. If I take him to the party, how am I gonna... They go, what do you do, baby? Go outside and show them. That amazing headstand that you can achieve. I mean, it is, it's great stuff. He's on Instagram, it's like in the sun. He's like, yeah, he's... I went on a date with him. On the date, he wasn't drinking, which is weird. That's how you get through a date. He's just sober facing me the whole time. So I asked him, I go, do you drink? That's a normal question to ask someone when they're not drinking, you know, but it threw him. One eye went the other way. And this is what he said, I kid you not. He goes, well, when I'm at the strip club, I have sangria. There's so many problems with that answer. It's on so many levels. It's just, you can't even deal with all the levels of problems in that. I was in a small restaurant in New York. There was a guy in the corner just like, yeah, no, you don't want to. And then I'm wondering, is there a guy at the strip club just chopping fruit for sangria? Kiki's good tonight, yeah. Trying to do things different, though. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, I used to date young. I can't date young anymore. The court said I can't. I can't even look at them, no. I don't mean to, it's like I said, I aged well and they just come at me. You know, I'll be hanging out at the GameStop and they just come into my life. What am I supposed to do? I'm like, you want this? Come and get it. But it was exhausting. Dating young, this guy was always awake, just looking at me. Like, what next? I was like, nothing, motherfucker. Take a nap, shit. Go to sleep. This was 3 whites ago, by the way. 3 whites ago. He talked a lot, too. Oh, my God, he talked so much. I told him, I said, I need some white noise, and I don't mean you, okay? Exhausting, you know? And then he would do things. One time he left his jeans in front of the toilet, like, you know, like, just the jeans in front of the toilet. Like, it looked like he took a dump and then just walked away. Like, when I got there, it looked like a ghost was taking a shit. I was like, why is this ghost constipated? Get out of here. So I can't date young anymore. No more young guys. Now I'm dating older, which is, yeah. Well, older guys, they got a lot of baggage, you know? They're not carry-on. They checking shit underneath that plane. And I'm just hanging out underneath the divorce tree, just waiting for that apple. It's not a lot of good apples left. And I'm not supposed to be out here. I'm supposed to be knitting shit for my grandchildren, and I'm... And they have it's like now dating an older guy, I get a whole family. I don't just get a guy, I get a family. I don't just get the, I get, my dating app would be different. This family looks good. Oh, not, mom did a good job there. I went on a date with a guy and his daughter. Yeah, he brought her. He had to, you know. And this little girl was such an asshole. She just smiled at me the whole time, like, you're not gonna get laid, you're not. Cause you can't get in between a man and his daughter. You can't, she's not letting you in. She was like, you're not. Then she asked me, she goes, why don't you have kids? I was like, Wait till you go to sleep, I'm gonna make some with your dad. Just close your eyes, little girl. Just close your eyes. Here's the plus side of dating an older man. You don't have to meet their parents. Some good things to that. Oh, this was a while ago. I was having sex with this older man and... older man. And, you know, he finished first, as they always do. And then he looks at me and he goes, you know, my dad died and I didn't know him. What should I do? And I was like, wait for me to finish first? I can't even answer. I'm tense right now. I can't even answer your question. And I'll tell you what, I don't think your dad would be proud of you. I know your mom would be very unhappy with you right now.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.